With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A drone found its target in Beirut, Lebanon, taking out a senior Hamas official. The group's second-ranking political leader died in the drone strike on a building in a Shiite neighborhood that's a Hezbollah stronghold. Although Israel has not claimed responsibility, the terrorists blame the Jewish state and vow retaliation. Frigid weather settling in across earthquake-ravaged western Japan, where the BBC's Gene McKenzie says the search for survivors amid the rubble goes on.
Japan is reeling from this tragedy. The earthquake, which was the strongest to hit the country in 12 years, has severed the roads here, cutting off the towns that most need help, where people are still trapped under the rubble. In one town, Suzu, on the northern tip of this peninsula, the mayor says there are almost no houses still standing. Thousands of people are still without water and electricity. And heavy rain today means authorities are warning there could now be landslides alongside aftershocks.
There are 62 confirmed deaths. Japanese transport officials and police launching separate investigations at a Tokyo airport a day after a large passenger plane and a Japanese Coast Guard aircraft collided on the runway, bursting into flames. Five people were killed. Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump's legal team is appealing the Maine Secretary of State's ruling barring Mr. Trump from the state's primary ballot. The Trump team is appealing to the Maine Supreme Court. The former president also vows to appeal a similar ballot ban by the Colorado Supreme Court. Democrat Senator Bob Menendez facing a new set of federal charges. Now he's accused of taking bribes to help the government of Qatar. That's on top of similar allegations involving the Egyptian government. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 85 points. This is SRN News. USA Boxing will allow men to fight women.
Letting males compete against females in any physical competition is a problem, but experts point out when it comes to combat sports, it's downright dangerous. Nonetheless, the governing body of amateur boxing in this country says men can compete against women so long as they undergo regular hormone testing. Doctors have explained how going through puberty gives a man a huge physical advantage, no matter what he does to himself later. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates won a lot of battles in Latin America last year. Now they're taking aim at the most pro-life countries in the region. Nicaragua, El Salvador, Honduras, and the Dominican Republic still maintain total abortion bans, but abortion groups say they'll introduce laws that would legalize the procedure in some cases this year. Political analysts predict they will fail. In all of those countries, Catholics and evangelical Protestants have banded together to protect the lives of the unborn. SRN News. It's a dubious honor for Air Canada.
Canada's largest carrier had the worst on-time performance among large airlines in North America in 2023. According to a report from Cirium, the aviation analytics company, Canada's flag-carrying airline landed 63% of its flights on time last year, placing it last among the continent's 10 largest airlines. That means roughly 140,000 planes arrived at the gate more than 15 minutes after scheduled arrival. Delta Airlines led the list for the most on-time airline in North America, with its over 1.6 million flights arriving on time 85% of the time. Keith Peters reporting.
Harvard President Claudine Gay has resigned amid plagiarism allegations and criticism of congressional testimony. She was unable to say unequivocally that calls on campus for genocide of Jews would violate the school's conduct policy. More details, SRNnews.com.